pizza on the plane when we get there.
John Patak is president of Honor Flight Chicago. He admits it's not easy moving 80 and 90-year-olds around, but they give them plenty of time.
We board 5 buses, we travel around with a police escort through D.C., and we visit a number of the memorials. We drive by the U.S. Marine Corps Memorial, Iwo Jima. Then we make our first stop at the Air Force Memorial, and then it's on to the two highlights of the day, the World War II Memorial that was built in their honor, our World War II heroes, and then on to the Korean War Memorial.
And as exciting as the flight, the tour of the memorials, and the trip around Washington, D.C. are, another surprise awaits these vets when they return. The heroes are led off the plane by a bagpipe procession into a cheering crowd of fellow veterans and family, giving them a proper hero's welcome. Rudolph Gruner returned with a huge smile on his face. It was an experience he says he'll never forget.
Thousands of people excited about all the deer.
As for Ewing Metoyer, it was an emotional experience.
What was it like when you came down to this reception? Did you know this was going to happen?
Oh, no, I didn't know. It's overwhelming for me, especially the little kids.
Sure.
Vandeveld's father took the honor flight trip 2 years ago and says he returned a changed man.
After he came back, he actually got out a box, which was really cool, that we had never seen. And it had his dog tags in it, letters he had written to my mom, pictures of my mom, and also he had his log of his flights, which was really cool because he had actually recorded one of the longest flights. It was 17 hours.
Honor Flight Chicago just recently started accepting Korean War veterans. Honor Flight operates across the country. If you know a veteran who should apply, pick up your local charter. It doesn't matter what you did or what happened after. If you served for American forces in World War II or the Korean War, you're eligible. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
Coming up, why the call to serve is stronger than ever.
I like challenges, so my brother told me, if you really want a challenge, join the military. So here I am today.
When ABC Radio's tribute to the troops continues, after this. The Civil War, 750,000 dead. World War I, over 116,000 dead. World War II, over 405,000 dead. Korea, over 33,000 dead. Vietnam, over 58,000 dead. Afghanistan and Iraq, over 6,000 dead. Freedom isn't free. Isn't free. Throughout our history, it has been defended, with thousands of Americans giving the ultimate sacrifice. Isn't free. To all members of the armed forces, past and present, and their families, we honor your service and we say thank you. And have a good and safe Memorial Day weekend from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you living with prostate enlargement? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-589-0824. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-589-0824. That's 1-800-589-0824. Call 1-800-589-0824.
I'm Seattle Sutton, founder of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. Now I'm in my 80s. It's still true there's only one bottom line in weight loss. It's taking in a certain number of calories, and when you wear off more than that, you will lose weight. If anybody asks, I need weight loss, do you guarantee I will lose weight? Yes. And if you call me back, even in just 1 week, and tell me you didn't absolute lose weight on 1,200 calorie plan, I play no games. I will tell you that you are either cheating or lying there in a coma, because that's a fact. People appreciate that Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating tells it like it is. There are no gimmicks or contracts to sign. Fad diets just don't work. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating serves you what you should be eating for the rest of your life. Meals are freshly prepared, not frozen, and include fresh fruits and vegetables. Go to SeattleSutton.com or 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Call us right now. You'll be glad you did. 800-442-DIET or SeattleSutton.com.
Redwood Roofing, wherever you live, from Bridgestone to Baldwin, Brentwood to Kirkwood, St. Ann to St. Charles, wherever you live. Hazelwood to Maplewood, the name you know.
St. Louis, 314-645-2000.
Frederick is the gold standard for roofing, and perhaps priced a bit lower than other bonded and insured roofers. When you invest money into fixing a hole in your roof or putting on a whole new roof, you want the peace of mind that you'll get only with Frederick Roofing. Plus, you can always depend on an immaculate cleanup when the job has been completed by Frederick's own licensed and insured crews.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
This is Whitey Herzog with Hopper's Pest and Animal Solutions with my good friend Jeff Hopper. I've known Jeff for 25 years, and I want to tell you, he's the greatest bull hunter I've ever known. He's taken my yard with all the pests around my swimming pool, and I've never had a problem. So if you have a problem, call Hopper's at 314-544-7378. That's 314-544-PEST.
Experience the St. Louis tradition of Circus Flora under the air-conditioned Big Top and Grand Center. All new show June 2nd through July 3rd. Get your tickets today at circusflora.org.
Stop by KFC today for a $20 fill-up. It'll feed a family of four. Kernel quality guaranteed. Limited time offer at participating KFCS. Tax and substitutions extra.
Welcome back to ABC Radio's Tribute to the Troops. Once again, here's your host, correspondent Scott Goldberg.
For a lot of us, let's be honest, Memorial Day is a day off, the unofficial start to summer. Kids play, retailers make money, but for veterans, of course, it's different, with so much to remember, a time for so much reflection. ABC's Alex Stone tells us more from aboard the USS Iowa.
For many Americans, Memorial Day is about grilling burgers, jumping in swimming pools, and hitting department store sales.
This Memorial Day, we're giving you plenty of reasons to celebrate.
But it's much more than a day off work and about kicking off summer for veterans like Bob Despain, who lost his colleagues in battle.
To me, it's a sad day.
I met Bob on board the USS Iowa, now decommissioned battleship that protected the U.S. and waters around the globe, beginning with World War II and lasting through the threats of the Cold War. The Iowa is now a floating museum docked in San Pedro, California, known as the Los Angeles Waterfront. As we walked on board, Bob's presence was quickly known.
Battleship Iowa welcomes Bob Despain, Seaman First Class, United States Navy.
The announcement made every time a veteran walks on board the USS Iowa.
Battleship Iowa welcomes Frank Calderon.
Everybody on board knows a veteran has arrived. Bob Despain enlisted on December 29th of 1941 after Pearl Harbor was attacked.
Well, my brother was on the Tennessee at Pearl Harbor, you know, and that ship was caught on fire and sunk a little bit.
2 years in the Navy, Bob was on board the USS Hull destroyer in the South Pacific when they ran into Japanese ships.
They shot at us, I guess, for an hour and a half.
The USS Hull began to sink. Those who weren't killed by explosions were drowning.
And the ship was going down stern first. And when I was laying in the gutter underneath the depth charges trying to get away from the explosions and everything, and the shrapnel, all this blood and gore was coming down and coming off on my body.
He eventually went in the water and took off his life jacket so he could dive underneath to not get hit by Japanese fire.
And I went around and collected guys and put them on different floating nets.
Then for 3 days, he bobbed in the Pacific Ocean until a passing ship finally pulled him and a few survivors to safety. 253 men died that day. Now on this Memorial Day,
you see people from different different wars, and not many of us from the World War II. Just all getting old, and that's it.
The origins of Memorial Day go back to the end of the Civil War. After over 600,000 Americans died, a day was marked to remember the fallen. May 30th, 1868 became Decoration Day, a day to decorate veterans' graves. It wasn't until 1971 that Memorial Day became official in the U.S., and this year hundreds will come here to the USS Iowa to remember the fallen. Dave Way is a curator of the museum on board the impressive ship.
There's three turrets for what's called the 16-inch 50 caliber guns.
This turret is huge.
Right, yeah, until you're actually standing right next to them, I don't think people totally appreciate how large they really were.
Way gave us a behind-the-scenes tour of the Iowa, showing us a place so many veterans called home.
Every day, it's like walking through a time capsule, and you can't help but get over that, you know, never get over that feeling of, oh, how many sailors were on board.
And on this Memorial Day, don't be surprised if you see Americans wearing red poppies, originally called the Flower of Remembrance during World War I, their significance coming from Colonel John McCrae's poem In Flanders Fields about the rows and rows of graves.
In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow.
The synthetic poppies are today made and distributed by disabled veterans back on the USS Iowa.
This was the last battleship in the world to be saved. There are no others left in the world.
There is a memorial in place now to remember 49 sailors who died in 1989 when a gun turret on board exploded.
The unthinkable happened, and there was what's called an open breach explosion.
The USS Iowa, a symbol of the lasting impact so many of those who served and died for the country had on our lives.
And now to some guys still spending time on those ships. I spoke with three active duty members of the Navy about why they went into the service and what Memorial Day means to them.
I'm Petty Officer First Class William Finkbeiner from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
I'm Petty Officer Second Class Daniel Dubon from Englewood, New Jersey.
And I am Petty Officer Tenzin Sapel, hometown Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So, first question. What made you want to enter the military?
This is Petty Officer Finkbeiner. I wanted to join the military. I made that decision all the way back when I was in middle school. There's a long heritage of service dating back to three generations in my family. So there's a little bit of family pride there. But I also wanted to serve my country. I wanted to do my part to secure the freedoms that we all enjoy each day.
This is Petty Officer Dubon. I decided to join the military. I moved back from Florida in 2009. My younger brother joined the Air Force, and I like challenges. So my brother told me, you know, if you really want a challenge, join the military. So here I am today.
This is Petty Officer Pell. My reason joining the military was to travel around the world. The world was really big, so I wanted to see where else instead of being just in Minnesota. And also, what is it? I wanted to get out the house and be my own man.
A lot of people talk about what it means to defend freedoms and to defend the U.S. Is it true, though, when you're out there with your buddies, you're not so much thinking about the big picture as much as you are thinking about the person who's next to you?
Petty Officer Dubon, yes. You know, when I'm out there, you know, when I was on the USS Carl Vinson, we were the second carrier to answer to Inherent Resolve. And knowing we were out there, you know, helping Iraq and Syria, defending our country, defending everything, liberty. You know, it means a lot to us. It means a lot to me.
And this is Inherent Resolve. This is what we might refer to commonly as the fight against ISIS.
Yes.
Have all of you been deployed?
This is Petty Officer Bell. Yes, sir. Speaking for myself, I have been deployed. I was deployed in Middle East. I was out there for about 9 months, sir.
This is Petty Officer Finkbeiner, deployed with Carrier Strike Group 2 on board the USS George H.W. Bush.
This is going to be a tough question, but did you lose anyone close to you either during that deployment or while they were deployed separately?
Again, this is Petty Officer Finkbeiner. My ship did not. We had people in our strike group that definitely did lay down that ultimate sacrifice. And just to bounce back to that, the question you asked previously, about caring about the guy next to us is that is definitely one of the biggest things, because we all join for the same reason, but definitely when we're out, we're doing the job that we volunteered to do. The number one thing is safety and making sure that you know, you bring your buddies back, make sure that they get back to see their family.
I want to ask you also about the Navy, too, because I think in terms of current conflicts, when we think about them, we think about boots on the ground. I think it's self-explanatory to a lot of people what the Army might be doing, what Marines might be doing, the Air Force might be doing. But the Navy, we don't hear a whole lot unless we're talking about aircraft carriers or Navy SEALs. Would you like to take this opportunity to explain to people how important the Navy's role is?
This is Petty Officer Finkbeiner. One thing I think that people often overlook is, yes, they're thinking Navy SEALs, they're thinking special operations, they're thinking infantry, Marine Corps, boots on ground, pulling triggers, is that when those fire teams, when those assault elements are actually on ground engaging targets and they need support and they get pinned down, it's our aircraft that's coming in.
This is Petty Officer Second Class Appel. Just going back on what Petty Officer First Class Finkbeiner was saying. Not a lot of people notice what the Navy do. All they hear about is the SEALs or the aircraft carriers. But most of the bombs dropped on ISIS, or all the bombs dropped on ISIS, came from the carrier from the Navy.
Finally, gentlemen, what does Memorial Day mean to you, and how will you be observing it?
This is Petty Officer Dubon. Memorial Day means to me, you know, it's a day to remember our brothers and sisters, and that they, you know, they risked their lives for the freedom and the liberties our countries have. I'm gonna try to get with my brother. He's in the Air Force, and we're gonna visit our grandfather and our great uncle, because he was a Ranger, and our great uncle was in the Navy.
This is Petty Officer Sapel. Memorial Day reminds me of the day those that have given their life flex to me, as far as all those family members that have lost their loved ones.
This is Petty Officer Finkbeiner. You know, again, like the other guys were saying, the Memorial Day is a time for us to reflect back on those that gave the ultimate sacrifice, fighting for the freedoms that we enjoy each day. For me personally, I'll probably be spending Memorial Day barbecuing with my family, have my family together, and just cooking some steaks and burgers in the backyard.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you all for your time and, more importantly, for your service.
Thank you, sir.
Coming up, the expanded role women are playing in the military.
They'll be allowed to drive tanks, fire mortars, lead infantry soldiers into combat.
I can say without a doubt that the team that I'm graduating with accept me completely as a Ranger.
When ABC Radio's Tribute to the Troops continues after this.
Witness memories in the making as you watch future all-stars run the bases without leaving their seat. And catch imaginary line drives between bites of cotton candy. It's never been more clear. It truly is a kid's game. It's baseball. Cardinals baseball. You spend your time teaching them the ins and outs of the game, and they end up showing you why it's played. As your child watches her hero touch them all, she touches your heart. Because our happiest moments are when we see our kids truly happy. And as your little one leaves the stadium, dreaming of World Series walk-offs, you're not upset you didn't see a perfect game. Some games are better than perfect, like baseball. Cardinals baseball. Kick off your summer at Busch Stadium when the Cards host the Giants June 3rd through 5th. Get your tickets now at Cardinals.com. The St. Louis Cardinals. Tradition meets today.
Is it that time when dentures are in your future? Well, before you talk about dentures, let's talk about dental implants, and let's talk about Dr. Bowen. Because at Dr. Bowen, he is world-renowned when it comes to dental implants. He has gotten all the education. He's up to date on all the latest technology. So if you need a full mouth extraction, maybe a couple of teeth, or maybe just one tooth, dental implants could be in your future, and Dr. Bowen's the one to do it. When you visit Dr. Bowen, he will go over the entire procedure, and all of the procedure is done right there on Dunn Road in Florissant. Bowen Dental Care is a family-run dentistry that has been handed down from generation to generation, and many people are going to Dr. Bowen to talk about dental implants. In fact, those existing dentures you have right now, he can turn those into dental implants, whether it's the first visit or a second opinion. Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500 or BOAIN, BowenDentalCare.com.
One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Now, you can call a contractor working out of the back of his truck and have him give you an estimate, but you're going to want a company that backs its work and can fix a problem if there is one. You want a company that's been around and will be there down the road. That company is Kellyer & Thompson Kitchens, Baths, and Appliances. They've been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Visit them today at CallierandThompson.com or their showroom just east of 141 on Manchester Road. Call 636-391-9099. That's 636-391-9099 for Kellyer & Thompson Kitchens, Baths, and Appliances.
Blue Chip Pest Services is a St. Louis family-owned company serving the area for more than 50 years. Now in its third generation, Blue Chip Pest Services is and always has been your local hometown pest professional. For all of your needs, whether it be ants, spiders, or even nuisance wildlife, Blue Chip Pest Services have you covered. Go to stlbugs.com. That's stlbugs.com to learn more about how Blue Chip Pest Services can help you be pest-free. That's stlbugs.com.
Stop by KFC today for a $20 fill-up. It'll feed a family of four. Kernel quality guaranteed. Limited time offer at participating KFCS. Tax and substitutions extra.
Call St. Louis Closet Company today and schedule a free in-home estimate and hear about their 25th anniversary special. 314-781-9000.
Think Staples when you have to move. For low prices on a wide variety of packing, shipping, and moving supplies for both business and personal needs. Everything you need to move at the right price. Staples, make more happen.
This is ABC Radio's tribute to the troops, honoring those who have served our country to protect our freedom. Here is your host, correspondent Scott Goldberg.
One of the biggest changes we've seen in the last year is the role of women in the military. Officially, they are now cleared for combat, allowed to go after all of the same jobs as men. Many of them will tell you women unofficially have been in combat roles for a while, but more on that in a moment. First, a look at how far they've come since the birth of this nation. During the Revolutionary War, women only went near the front lines if they were deemed helpful by commanding officers. And if so, they did laundry, they cooked, and they served as nurses.
The nurses of Vietnam.
Which was pretty much their main role until women started getting accepted at the service academies in the mid-1970s. And then last year, the breakthrough. The Army announced two women had graduated from the elite and grueling Ranger School.
I just came here to try to be a better leader and improve myself, and I feel like I did that.
Kristen Greist and Shay Haver were the first to make it through the two-month combat leadership course, which has an overall graduation rate of just 40%.
I can say without a doubt that the team that I'm graduating with accept me completely as a Ranger. And I couldn't be more proud and humbled by the experience.
And not long after that, Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced women would be eligible for all roles in the military. No exceptions.
They'll be allowed to drive tanks, fire mortars, and lead infantry soldiers into combat. They'll be able to serve as Army Rangers and Green Berets, Navy SEALs, Marine Corps Infantry, Air Force Parajumpers, and everything else that was previously open only to men.
It doesn't mean complete military equality has suddenly arrived. California Congressman Duncan Hunter opposed women in combat, and he's also against opening up the draft, but he introduced a measure to force Congress to debate that.
I've talked to coffeehouse liberals in San Francisco and conservative families who pray three times a day, and neither of those groups want their daughter to be drafted.
What doesn't seem debatable is whether the women going through programs like Ranger School are up for it.
I saw no special treatment of females.
As Kristen Greist put it,
when your squad gets 2,000 rounds of ammo, or you realize that you're the weapons squad and you've got two machine guns to carry, I mean, you look around and there's only 10 of you or so, and everybody, all of a sudden the men really don't care at all that you're a female.
She's now one of nearly two dozen women getting commissioned as infantry officers, meaning they won't just be part of units going to combat, they're going to lead them. Overall, women make up a little more than 15% of the active duty force.
For the first time, a woman is heading up a top-tier U.S. warfighting command. ABC's Lana Zak takes a look.
In a ceremony complete with cannon fire, leadership of the North American Aerospace Defense Command, or NORAD, was handed over to four-star general Lori Robinson, one of only two female four-star generals in the Air Force. Robinson is now in charge of protecting the skies and waters above and around North America. It's a tall order. Defense Secretary Ash Carter at the change of command ceremony in Colorado Springs.
I recommended General Robinson to the president because she has a remarkable and complete set of proven experience.
Robinson's family has roots in the Air Force. Her husband is a retired two-star general. His daughter graduated from the Air Force Academy in 2005, but was killed in a pilot training crash. General Lori Robinson's father was a 30-year Air Force veteran and a pilot in the Vietnam War. When she took the command position of NORAD, Robinson became emotional.
I have to tell you, of all my favorite duty titles, they kind of range with mom, sis, Aunt Lo, and the favorite, I am Gigi.
And she had this message.
Grandchildren Ethan, Maya, and Kylie. Yes, Kylie, yes.
Robinson takes over for retiring General Bill Gortney.
General Robinson, I'm ready to be relieved.
Robinson also now commands Northern Command, which is specifically in charge of helping defend U.S. territories from attack. People who know her say she is the personification of a new generation of leaders in control and understands the broader role of the Air Force beyond just flying and fighting. Scott?
Earlier, I mentioned how women have been on the front lines unofficially for a long time. I spoke with two of them about their tours, about how roles for women have evolved since they've been in the military, and what they would say to young women or girls thinking about signing up now.
Annie Kleiman, I'm a captain in the U.S. Air Force Reserves. I served for 5 years active duty and another 6 years as a reservist, and I'm currently assigned to the U.S. Air Force Special Operations School at Hurlburt Field.
What about overseas? You've been deployed, right?
Yes.
Can you talk about what you've done on those deployments?
Yeah. So I've been deployed 4 times total. Afghanistan was my most recent deployment. That was in 2012, and that was probably my most interesting deployment. I was part of a cultural support team. If you've read the book Ashley's War, that came out pretty recently, about a year ago. And the idea is that we were attached to special operations forces as they were going out on their missions, because the men on the teams really couldn't interact with the Afghan women without causing huge, cultural issues. That was the highlight of my military experience. It was just such a privilege to get to, you know, work side by side with these dedicated special operators.
This is Memorial Day, and I'm sure you've been around people you've gotten close to and you've lost while you've been in the service. How difficult is that, and how much do you think about those comrades on Memorial Day?
Yeah, absolutely. When I started training for the cultural support team, we were the second iteration of women to go out and do this job. And the day we started training, we actually found out that one of the women from the previous iteration had been killed in an IED attack. Her name was Ashley White. She was the first of the CSTs to be killed while deployed.
Captain Annie Kleiman, thank you very much for your time and for your service.
Thank you.
My name is Raquel Patrick. I'm a Chief Warrant Officer 4 in the United States Army. I'm currently at Fort Gordon, Georgia. I've been serving for 25 years. I've been deployed to Somalia. I did 3 tours to Iraq and 1 tour to Afghanistan.
What would you tell a young woman who's thinking about joining the service, or even a little girl who sees herself as a soldier one day? What would you tell them about either specific challenges, unique challenges they might face in the military, or just what you've learned? How could you guide them?
Well, being that I have a millennial, I have a 19-year-old myself that had considered joining the military, I just told her, you know, just make sure she's works really hard, is true to herself, and, you know, don't let anyone underestimate you. You know, just do what you know, the best that you can.
Well, Chief Warrant Officer 4, Raquel Patrick, thank you very much for your time and, of course, for your service.
Thank you.
Coming up, man's best friend provides support.
She will recognize that I'm having a nightmare, and she'll jump up in bed and lick my face to wake me up.
And hearing the call in college.
I'm actually excited. I'm excited for boot camp. I'm kind of ready to leave. I've been here for too long in Arlington.
When ABC Radio's Tribute to the Troops continues after this.
Here's a question only you can answer. What do you think
about us.
Let us know, and you could win St. Louis FC soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets.
Just go to KTRS.com and click on Enter to Win and take our listener survey.
You'll be able to tell us honestly how we're doing, good or bad, and possibly win St. Louis soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets just for doing so. You listen to us,
and we listen to you.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Talk radio for the rest of us.
Looking to refinance the house? Looking to refinance all that credit card debt? Maybe you want to take some money out of the house. Stuart from Stuart's American Mortgage is here to help. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here, and I'm thrilled to tell you about my friend, Stuart Rosenblum, who has been in the mortgage business for 25 years. He has something that he calls the bagel loan. Now, look, I'm a little confused, too. Basically, the bagel looks like a zero, and that's how much he'll charge you. Zero. Zero fees. That's right. Your mortgage will have zero fees, so he passes all of those savings on to you. Stuart's been in the business 25 years. Here is his personal cell phone number, 314-324-4440. That's 314-324-4440. Or you can always check him out online at stuartsamc.com. Zero fees and his personal cell phone. You can't get any better than that. Stuart from Stuart's American Mortgage.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675-6799.
Far away from this life that you're living, you'll find a whole new beginning. Rediscover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Russ Patton, your Byerly RV financial advisor. With the stock market gyrating precariously, we recommend diversification by turning your paper profits into something tangible, like that RV you've been dreaming about. Or you can hedge your bets by playing the spread and converting just enough cash to make a healthy down payment. And win either way. Disclaimer, plan fund is no guarantee of future fund if your paper profits disappear overnight.
For the rest of your life. Byerly Trading. For the rest of your life. Byerly Trading. Discover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Never paint again. Seriously, who wants to paint anyways? Rhino Shield would love to paint your home, business, or church for the last time. You know, when it's not raining. Water and sun are the two most damaging villains against your home's defense for chipping, cracking, peeling, and rot. Our permanent ceramic coating locks out 100% of the moisture, 90% of the sun's UV rays, and we back it up with a 25-year transferable warranty. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. See why we are rapidly becoming your neighbor's go-to solution for cracks, splits, nail pops, and just bad color schemes. Now's the time to be smart to save time and money. Call 877-25-RHINO, 877-25-RHINO, or 877-25-RHINO.com. See what we did there? Genius.
Don't paint, don't rhino, go Rhino Shield.
Never paint your house again,
Rhino Shield.
Pool owners, never have an algae problem again. Clearpool USA has an eco-friendly, non-chemical mineral algaecide cylinder you just drop in your pump basket. It will eliminate the need for shock, chemical algaecides, and clarifiers while reducing your chlorine costs up to 75%. Clearpool USA also has a water purification system with NASA technology that kills algae and harmful bacteria for municipal pools, aquatic centers, water parks, and industrial applications. Go to clearpoolusa.com or call 618-698-3343. That's clearpoolusa.com.
Welcome back to ABC Radio's Tribute to the Troops. Here's your host, correspondent Scott Goldberg.
We spend a lot of time on Memorial Day looking back. That's the nature of a holiday like this one. But now let's look forward to the next generation of service members and what draws them to the military. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
It could be any senior prom at any high school in the country. Here in a ballroom in Dallas, the class of 2016 from James Martin High School in nearby Arlington, Texas, dances the night away and looks to the future. Talk of colleges, trade schools, and careers dominates the conversation. To one side in his rented tuxedo, Austin Guevara weighs his options.
I actually didn't know what I was going to do, and I knew I had no way to pay for college, and I knew my mom was telling me she didn't want want me to have any debt. Like, so when I got older, she didn't want me to take any loans out or anything, so she tried to give me some options.
Then, a few months ago, a military recruiter visited one of Austin's classes, and he brought a video with him.
Around the world, around the clock, in defense of all we hold dear back home, America's Navy.
He changed my whole perspective because the military is not like, everybody thinks you go out there and you like have guns and you're just like protecting your life.
But 18-year-old Austin Guevara knows that it won't be a cakewalk either. Training is tough, and life in the Navy will take discipline and commitment.
Yeah, well, you got to do what you got to do, really. I'd be proud to serve my country if I was a helicopter pilot, though. I know they still do have to, you know, face some enemies, and they do come in some situations like that, but I'm prepared for it, really.
Becoming a Navy helicopter pilot is Austin's new passion. He dreams about the life that lies ahead in the military and beyond.
I want to go straight from the Navy to a big university. I don't really want to go to the small community colleges, so I'll be the first in my family to go to one of the big universities. So.
In a few months, Austin will kiss his mom goodbye and head for recruit training in Illinois, the farthest he's ever been from his home in Arlington, Texas. And Austin Guevara can't wait.
I'm actually excited. I'm excited for boot camp. I'm kind of ready to leave. I've been here for too long in Arlington. And I'm ready to experience some stuff.
But on this night, the experience for Austin and his 800 fellow Martin High School seniors is prom. Adjusting his bow tie and combing back dark hair that will soon be much shorter, Austin snaps a selfie with a friend who asks, "What's your plan after school?" Austin Guevara is headed into the military. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
If Austin ends up going to the battlefield, his return may be quite different than the trip home experienced by veterans in years past. There's now better medical care and better awareness of the wounds that can't be seen, like brain injuries and PTSD. And veterans today are speaking out about their needs post-service. ABC's Kenneth Moten has the story of one survivor and his journey.
Inside the halls of Congress, Capitol Hill staffers scurry around. Lawmakers are at work. But there's one creature that won't make a sound unless she senses trouble.
She will recognize that I'm having a nightmare and she'll jump up in bed and lick my face to wake me up.
26-year-old ex-Marine Corporal Cole Lyle stood outside a hearing room in the Rayburn House office building with Kaya, a 2-year-old German Shepherd with a special set of skills to help Lyle, who's suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Lyle served 400 days in Afghanistan from 2010 to 2011. When he came home to Texas, he was different.
You know, I don't have a limb missing or anything like that, but there are unseen wounds.
Lyle tried the meds and the therapy. Finally, he found Kaya.
I didn't understand why it wasn't the first option, because it worked so well for me.
Kaya is one of many service dogs now helping former service members, but at a costly price. Lyle paid more than $10,000 out of pocket. The Department of Veterans Affairs says more than 150,000 veterans are dealing with mental health problems, and there are 22 veteran suicides a day. The VA provides treatment options for those diagnosed with PTSD. Dogs are not one of them, and wait times can be a year or longer through nonprofit groups.
Subcommittee on National.
So Lyle went to Capitol Hill. He sat in front of a House Oversight Committee and testified about the benefits of service animals for veterans. Kaya was there too, under a table, head on her paws, as Lyle told his story.
Life as I'd known it had been ripped away, and one night alone, I decided to end it all. It is only for the timing of a friend, a fellow Marine, arriving on my doorstep at that exact moment that I'm here right now. Semper Fidelis, indeed.
For years, the troubled VA has tried to research the pairing of veteran and dog. In 2010, Congress approved a 3-year study, but there were major setbacks because the VA says it picked bad trainers. In one case, a dog bit a child inside a veteran's home. Veteran Affairs Chief Veterinarian Dr. Michael Fallon.
Admittedly, we were not familiar enough with the service dog community when we embarked on the pilot study. There's no questions that we've made mistakes.
Last year, the VA restarted the $12 million study, which will pair dogs with more than 200 veterans by the end of the year. Rory Diamond is the executive director of Canines for Warriors. The Florida-based nonprofit is the nation's largest provider of service dogs for veterans for free.
So when we hear and read on the VA's website that there is, quote, not enough research yet
to know if dogs actually help treat PTS and its symptoms, we fundamentally disagree.
While so many veterans wait for the VA to finish its study around 2018, there's a bill making its way through the House called Puppies Assisting Wounded Service Members Act, or PAWS. The bill would establish a 5-year pilot program. For Lyle, the full-time Texas A&M student has a new mission, to make sure he doesn't leave any veteran behind.
I serve God, I serve my country, and I serve my fellow veterans.
And he plans to have Kaya right there by his side.
Coming up, wounded veterans recovering with athletic competition.
It doesn't have to be a shiny little medal. I can win in anything I do, you know, as long as I'm still here.
ABC Radio's tribute to the troops continues after this.
Cheap and fast may work for a quick lunch or a haircut, but what it doesn't work for is floor covering. Listen to that voice that's telling you that what sounds too good to be true is a mistake. Instead, when it's time for new flooring, do it right the first time. Call a member of the Flooring Industry Council, whose install floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training in all types of flooring materials, backed by companies with decades in the business and extensive experience working for St. Louis's leading businesses and homeowners. Cheap and fast may be okay for a cup of coffee and a donut, but it doesn't work for floor covering. For a list of contractors who will leave you with the assurance that you made the right decision, contact the Flooring Industry Council. Call 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
Office furniture is not just for the office anymore. More and more people are finding out that used office furniture can complement a room's appearance and be an integral part of a room's functionality. Hi, I'm Selena from St. Charles Office Furniture, and I'm inviting you to check out our two huge showrooms of gently used office furniture. With desks, tables, shelving, and more, you're sure to find something that fits your home's needs. Find us online at stcharlesofficefurniture.com or call 636-947-3172. St. Charles Office Furniture.
Is running your own business running you ragged? GoDaddy can help with website design, online marketing tools, and 24/7 expert advice. Go you, GoDaddy.
You're listening to ABC Radio's Tribute to the Troops. Once more, here is correspondent Scott Goldberg.
We've heard about what motivates people to join the armed forces and about the struggles many face when they come back from battle. If they're wounded, doctors and therapists can help. But what about mending someone's spirit? ABC's Bob Woodruff now with the story of a special competition for vets that helps them feel whole again.
Invictus. It means unconquered. And the 2016 Invictus Games were full of that spirit from veterans injured in battle.
United States of America.
The games brought together service members from 15 countries to compete in sports like cycling, archery, and track and field. The Invictus Games creator and former British Airman Prince Harry says the games are about making the most of your second chance in life.
Thousands of people sent in letters saying, thank you so much. Now I've seen somebody with no legs run 100 meters. My broken back is insignificant. I'm going to get up, you know, and make something of my life. And that's what it is.
He says the games are not meant to be a pity party.
It's not a sob story. It's far from it. This is a story of success. This is a story of literally the most amazing Invictus spirit. You know, this is coming back from being rock bottom and also huge amounts of fun.
The Invictus Games took place in early May in Orlando, and I was there. Among the heroes, Air Force Master Sergeant Israel Del Toro. He was nearly killed by an IED explosion in Afghanistan in 2005 that burned nearly 80% of his body. He worked hard to get back to normal. He was awarded the Purple Heart in 2010 and became the first 100% disabled veteran to re-enlist in the Air Force. I caught up with him at the games.
You're incredibly competitive. You've actually taken a couple records.
I am. I'm competitive. When I'm at my para games. That's where I'm no games. It's like I'm there to win, and I want to crush whoever gets in my way. But here it's more friendly. I get to see some of my teammates I haven't seen in a while. You know, it doesn't have to be a shiny little medal that can win in anything I do. You know, as long as I'm still here and showing my son that, hey, buddy, he can beat anything. You know, you beat those odds, you're winning already. You're winning life.
Bob knows firsthand how difficult it is to recover from war injuries. He was hit by a roadside bomb in Iraq in 2006 and spent months recovering from a traumatic brain injury. We've talked about a lot of heavy stuff this past hour, and sure, that's what we should do on this holiday set aside to remember. But Memorial Day is a time for some celebration, too, in recognition of the great and brave things so many Americans did and continue to do for the country. And if you're observing the holiday with a barbecue, don't feel bad about that. A lot of men and women who wear the uniform are spending time with their families doing the exact same thing. I'm Scott Goldberg, ABC News. Thanks for listening.
ABC Radio's Tribute to the Troops was produced by Christy Landis, David Rhine, and Eric Mallow. This has been a special presentation from ABC News Radio. We know. Yes, we know you've been keeping a space available for that one app you've been waiting for. The one app that other apps have paved the way for. The one app that will make your day. What app is that? The KTRS app, of course. Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. The KTRS phone app for your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and most Androids. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-203-9898 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 1-800-203-9898. 1-800-203-9898. That's 1-800-203-9898.
Guess what's going on at Appliance Discounters, a huge sale on quality Bosch built-in appliances and dishwashers. When you purchase a Bosch dishwasher for $5.99 or higher, Appliance Discounters will also do the replacement install for free. That's $150 savings. We'll even throw in a Bosch food mixer valued at $300 for free.
Shop the Appliance Discounters this Memorial Day at any of their six area locations. Open now through Monday.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.